Farm bill negotiations are gaining momentum in the Senate. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Farmers facing high fertilizer, diesel, and interest costs are watching lawmakers on Capitol Hill closely as farm bill negotiations are picking up steam in the Senate. Greg Allen has more.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Bozeman says years of work on a bipartisan farm bill may finally be paying off. Speaking this week, the Arkansas Republican said,
"We have a tremendous opportunity before us to update farm policies and Farm Bill 2.0. I look forward to releasing text very soon that incorporates many bipartisan measures and, just as importantly, the priorities of farmers."
Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar says recent negotiations have been productive, but significant differences remain.
I think people made it clear they're concerned about the inequity of the SNAP shifts to the states, with the big error rate states getting off for 2 years and then the entire Midwest not, and we're hoping.
And during a recent hearing, Democratic lawmakers also challenged Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, but she pushed back, saying,
"Corn exports are going to be record-breaking. We expect a 35% increase in volume in corn exports."
She added the administration's trade strategy has resulted in 19 new trade agreements and helped reduce the nation's agricultural trade deficit by nearly half. For more information on this story, check out our website, MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt sewer jet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at PurpleWave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Holland, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
A beautiful start to the work week here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan farm forecast. A sunshine, blue sky, pleasant temperatures all over Michigan for your Monday. Start to see a little bit of cloud cover try and sneak through the UP overnight tonight, but any moisture that's embedded in that falls apart by tomorrow morning. We are watching a minor low pressure area, though, circulate through the upper Midwest into the daybreak hours of tomorrow morning, and that one will hold together. I think we have to allow for clouds to build through the morning of Tuesday and some on again, off again scattered showers midday and afternoon. Right now, I'm not going to say anything more than probably a quarter to half an inch, but we will need the umbrella for Tuesday. Wednesday starts with sunshine, but a ripping round of thunderstorm action is starting to come together to our west over parts of southern Minnesota, southern Wisconsin, in the heart of Iowa, and northern Illinois. That is going to try and cross Lake Michigan late Wednesday afternoon, pushing into the state overnight Wednesday night through Thursday morning. I am concerned about strong to severe thunderstorm action. Keeping an eye on that's going to be the focus for the next couple of days. All in, all done. I think we put in here anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches of rain with 100% coverage by the time we get into Thursday afternoon. Drying down to finish the week Thursday night and Friday, we may not get rid of clouds completely, but most of them. Saturday the 20th looks pretty good. Sunday the 21st starts good, and then rain comes in from the southwest overnight Sunday night into Monday. Could be seeing some big thunderstorms there to start the week as well. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
As we pivot now to the grain markets and how they performed on Friday, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade early Friday afternoon.
Heading to the weekend, possibly some short covering in corn, beans, and wheat. Very quiet moves, though, and it does seem that these markets, Brian, are kind of caught in between. The equity markets strong and the strong sell-off in crude oil on Iranian headlines going into the weekend. But it has been another very tough week.
It has. From a producer standpoint, we're looking at contract lows made this week in both old crop July futures and new crop December corn futures. So it's just a kind of an avalanche of bearish news. We're seeing continued good rainfall in some of the drier areas across the Midwest, and the crop condition ratings remain elevated there. Maybe not quite as good is what they were last year at this time, but still quite high. And so there's no real drought concern other than the drought that impacted the hard red winter crop out west. So lack of a supply problem. We're looking at Export demand remains stout, Andy, but there's no way around saying that we're still going to have somewhere around a 2 billion bushel carryover for this 25-26 crop year, which will wind down here at the end of August. It's creeping up on us rather quickly here. So I think the market is looking on two things now, Andy, that absence of supply concern. The managed money, Andy, had really piled into corn there April and May and established a very long position. When the crop conditions got off to a good start here for corn and the lack of Chinese purchases from that recent trade agreement, the market started to weaken and the managed money began to abandon their long positions. And the last 3 weeks, they haven't been able to abandon them fast enough. That it's been a rapid sell-off here. And so we'll see if some end user buying comes in here. And we got a long way to grow in this growing season, Andy. I'd remind your listeners that it's only the middle of June here and we got a long way to go. So I'd remain flexible as possible in the marketing strategies. Keep that in mind as we go forward here. The markets always surprise us.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, July corn up a penny at 412 and three quarters. September corn 0.75 cents higher, 420 and three quarters. July soybeans, though, down a penny and a half to 1113 and a half. August beans a penny and three quarters lower at 1118 and three quarters. July wheat dropping 2 1/4 to 584 and a half. August live cattle $1.50 lower at 241.17. July lean hogs, though, up 82 cents at 97.45. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today News.